Greetings, it is I, the Great One himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. You've got to stop wasting your life on bullshit. Okay? You have to recognize that you are dying. Every moment of your life, you're getting closer to death. You've got to stop wasting your life on bullshit. Some odd podcast ago, I did a series where I was ripping on women, as I often do, because, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I got some more, and I was going to do a cast today ripping on millennials. I was working on my notes, but something more important came up. That's why we're here right now. If you listen to the cast, I talked about three different organizations I work with, all of which at one point had a woman in charge, and I was pointing out all of their multitudes of flaws. One of those women I was talking about that I work with, who was in charge of me and had a multitude of flaws, and, you know, I wanted to fucking kill her multiple times, but it's all good because nobody's perfect. Just got a phone call and she's dead. Died in a car wreck. 27 years old. Dead. She's fucking dead. I know, you think that this can't happen to you. People, you can fucking die at any moment. As much as I wanted to kill her, I didn't really want to see her dead. I wanted to kill her, but I don't want her to be dead, if that makes any sense. You can die at any fucking time. You gotta stop wasting your life on bullshit. You also have to make sure you're not taking the people in your life for granted. And I'm talking about the people you care about. Now, again, this is somebody I worked with. You know, all my bitching aside, I didn't necessarily... Well, all right, there are times when I disliked her. Yeah, there were times when I really did want to fucking strangle her. But she was not a bad person. We had a lot of fun together. She did a lot of things she was really good at as far as the business goes. You know, we worked out our differences 92% of the time and got along great, yada, yada, yada. The people in your life that you really do care about, and you can't care about everybody, you shouldn't care about everybody, don't care about everybody, but keep this in mind, the people in your life that you do like, remember, you may not see them again. Be nice to them. And when you part ways with them, be nice to them. And the people that you, because I worked with her like the day before, the night she died, we were together like 7 fucking hours working, doing shit. And we left on good terms, thankfully. Glad about that. She wasn't pissed off at me when we went our separate ways. The people that you love, that you truly love, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your grandparents, if you love them, don't fake it, but if you truly love them, make sure they know that. And it's a little bit cliche, because you see this in the movies, right? Where there's always the hero, and he's like, his wife died, and he's like, oh, the last time I saw my wife, oh, we had a fight, and now she's dead, and I didn't get to tell her I loved her before she died. And in the movies, it's really fucking stupid, and I hate it. But I'm going to tell you guys, this is the fucking truth. In all of the boyfriend-girlfriend relationships that I've been in, I think about that. I have always, whenever I part ways with my girlfriend, I always tell her that I love her for that fucking reason. Because you just don't fucking know. So Stop wasting your life on bullshit. Okay, it's like Aaron Clary says, the most important thing in life is other people. Other people are going to die. You're going to die. Everybody's going to fucking die. Stop wasting your life on bullshit. And make sure the people that you love know you love them. And make sure the people that you like know you like them. And part ways with people on good terms. Because you just don't fucking know. You just don't fucking know when the phone's going to ring. And somebody's going to say, hey, that person you've worked with for 5 years, she died last night.